Underneath flying rainbow flags and amid car horns honking in support, Nabil Musa stands at the intersection of 10th and Piedmont with partner Scott Richter at his side.
I cried like a little baby. I still am.
Nabil's tears flow not because of the Supreme Court ruling, as powerful as it was, but he cries because his partner just said yes to his marriage proposal.
My entire family rejected me, and this makes a difference. It's in everybody's face saying, look, he counts. He's getting married. And that's to me, that's like I'm emotional over it because I hope that that's a way for my family to finally come to terms and rethink their thoughts because I love my family and I miss them.
Although the Supreme Court ruled the federal government can no longer deny equal benefits to lawfully wed same-sex couples, it only applies in states where such unions are legal. That's not Georgia. Faced with staying here and having their marriage ignored, or moving to a state where it's recognized?
We want to be a place where we can be recognized, where we can actually file federal income taxes together and
we want to
have
adopt
our benefits.
Kids, and that's one of the biggest issues that we fear here, is that Georgia is still backwards. They're not moving forward. It's very slow, and we can't wait.
The couple, both in their 40s, think they've waited long enough. Jim Burris, WABE News.